Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Israel, where officials are concerned about a possible U.S. return to the Iran nuclear deal. As NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem, the visit comes as Iran claims a terrorist act sabotaged their nuclear facility.
Iran reported a suspicious power outage at their Natanz nuclear facility shortly after they started operating advanced centrifuges. Israeli Public Broadcasting quotes an unnamed intelligence official as saying it was an Israeli cyber attack. This comes as Defense Secretary Austin became the first senior Biden administration official to visit Israel. Officials are discussing the Iran nuclear deal, which the Trump administration left and which President Biden is considering rejoining. That concerns Israel, which has been accused of disruptions to Iranian nuclear activities. Israel and Iran have also recently reported a string of attacks on their ships at sea. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The CDC says more than 21% of the U.S. population is now fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. France has announced it's making moves to speed up its vaccination rate. From Paris, NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the government is lengthening the period between the first and second shots.
Health Minister Olivier Véran announced a prolongation between first and second doses from 28 to 42 days. He also said vaccinations will be open to everyone over 55 starting Monday. France has approved four vaccines. AstraZeneca's rollout has been dented by possible links to rare cases of blood clots in younger people. The government says anyone under 55 who has had a first dose of AstraZeneca will now be able to follow up with another mRNA messenger vaccine. France is still averaging around 40,000 new infections a day, and the country will likely soon cross the 100,000 death threshold. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Republican donors gathered at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida this weekend as the party tries to regroup from its 2020 losses. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The meeting was another sign of how completely Donald Trump continues to dominate the GOP. He's complicated life for Republicans eager to win back House and Senate seats by getting involved in primary contests, in some cases against Republican incumbents. His speech at Mar-a-Lago was reportedly all about his enemies, his Republican enemies. Trump called Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell a dumb SOB and a stone-cold loser. He attacked McConnell for not voting to overturn the 2020 election, which he continued to claim falsely that he won. And he said he was very disappointed in Mike Pence, his vice president, who also refused to try to decertify the Electoral College count. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
This is NPR. Uganda has signed agreements with Tanzania and a French oil company, Total, to invest in construction of a heated pipeline that would carry Ugandan crude oil to an Indian Ocean seaport in Tanzania and then to be exported to international markets. Environmentalists oppose the project. In the UK, the 2021 BAFTA Film Awards will be presented today. They're often seen as a preview of the Oscars. Vicky Barker has details from London.
I'm not homeless. I'm just houseless.
Nomadland is up for seven BAFTAs, including Frances McDormand for Best Leading Actress. Also up for seven BAFTAs.
I know how to handle white folks. I've been handling them for 32 years. Now you gonna tell me how to do it?
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, including the late Chadwick Boseman for Best Leading Actor. After 2020 saw an all-white lineup of performance nominees and no women directors, a rejig of the criteria means 16 of the 24 nominated actors this year come from racial or ethnic minority backgrounds, and four of the six directors nominated are women. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
The Masters Golf Tournament at Augusta wraps up today. Hideki Matsuyama goes into the final round atop the leaderboard with a four-shot lead at 11 under par. He tees up this hour, and if he wins, he'd be the first Japanese male golfer to win a major championship. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.